Kedvach, we're holding at the end of Kuf Nun Vav, we're in the middle of the Ramah on Tziv Zayin. Hopefully tonight, Yad Hashem, we'll be able to finish the Simen. I know there's a lot of Ramah left, but I very much would like to finish the Simen tonight. We'll go a little quicker perhaps. Just to remind Eilam what we did last week. Last week was a major heta, and that was Zoyl or Schere Toiva. If you're doing a Toiva for the ear, it's a Hanos HaLukuchais. They're benefiting from this person coming from outside the city, then it's permissible for him to come in, which is a major, major heta. And we discussed another Nafkaminas. We also had another heta, which is similar, maybe a drop better, and that is if the person's bringing in Schir Acheres, a totally different type of item that's sold in the city. So then Bechalal, there might not be a dim piece of Chiyus altogether, without even the Sora of Hanas Loichin, just out Stam. There's no dim piece of Chiyus unless you're directly competing. And Memele will be Mutter, even if they're only going in the city, whatever the Nafkaminas would be. Then we discussed is a perhaps machlokes bepuluch rift and kesef kachim, is this heta of schayra toiva or actually zoyel? Is this heta apply only by schayra that you're selling, or even by craftsmen, umanim, kabbalanim, that they do things for your service providers? Do you also have the heta? Pashas you should, and that's how the kesef kadashim brings down ula kil kibes schayra if it's zoyel. And then he says v'chen kishayisa biyayfi biyayisa bechizik biyayisa, if he makes better products, also you should have the heta, it's like a better product. But the Pepilu Charifta suggested that Hayois, it's very difficult to establish, determine exactly how much his quality is worth. So Enochanami, he's cheaper, but maybe the reason why he's cheaper is because his quality is cheaper as well. So in the long run, dollar for dollar, in value, you didn't gain anything, Mamela won't be a heta. That was a Pepilu Charifta. Truth be told, the Pepilu Charifta is Pashas Deya Yochid here, Pashas we go like the Kesef Kadoshim, because it's already a Tshuvas Lechem Rav, which is the Baal Lechem Mishnah and Reish Tezayin, and it's also a Tshuva from the Smicha Lechem and Simen Tezvav. They both name on for a Pashtus like the Kesef HaKadoshim, that when you are doing better, if you're doing cheaper work, a contractor, whatever it is, he's doing cheaper work, that will, cheaper means in, it costs less, then that will be a heta to come in, and we don't start suspecting that maybe his quality is less as well. Fine, so that would be a major heta. We have, so far we have a bunch of heterim here, maybe a half a dozen or more heterim already on this halacha of coming from outside the city. So like I said, it's very difficult. Usually it's going to be very difficult to stop someone from coming outside because you have these heterim, and from these heterim on this gagal other heterim, like we mentioned earlier, that if someone has a shutif in the city or some other way he's benefiting a ben ear, that would also give him a heter to come in. All right, what I would like to do is the rest of the simon, like I said, most of it's going to be concentrating on concepts that are really not nagea today. We'll see it's talked about, it's really most of the Ramah's Mesoviv around a concept. Till now we're talking about you can stop someone from coming in to compete in terms of a business. Could you also stop someone from coming into your city to live in your city? Do you have a right to prevent someone from coming into your city? This city is mine or ours. I don't want any foreigners to come in who will create a policy against the Mexicans, America, immigration. Right, we'll do like a Mises Sedoim. Do we have that ability to stop people from moving into our city? Some stamazai, or some because we don't want to move in, because if he's going to move in, then he's going to open up a practice and it's going to compete. Well, that's, I guess, the basis of the immigration policies in America as well. Let's take it and let's see how far we get. We're in the Ramah. We're about seven lines from the bottom. The end of the line, it says, by the Islam al Ches of the Goyin, it says, B'nei Ha'ir, Shebaruchu, Le'yishuv, M'nei Ch'shas Sakana, if Nebuch, they had to run away from their own city, Nebuch, because there's a Sakana there, so they had to go into the neighboring city. Ein B'nei Ha'yishuv, this new city that they just entered, Yechelen Lakeh B'yodem, they cannot stop them from Milavir Kishir Chayusim Atshayavazon. They cannot stop them, even though they're Olav B'nei Ir, normally you could stop someone from coming into the city, but here you have no right to stop them from coming in, because it's a Sakana for them to stay where they are, so they had to leave their city. And Memeilo, so Enochim is not a heta for them to stay here a long time, but they have the heta to stay in as much as they need Kishir Chayusim. It's a similar halak like we said before, when a person is stuck in a city because he has to collect his halvois, or whatever, right? We had that in the Mechavim. Yesh lam milva b'yam erchen k'dei panasosim. They have a right to do business here. K'dei panasosim. We said it's a machlekes rishonim. Why? Parsha pshatim. Iri, the Mordechai says, because even though Chazal were kaveh that you're normally not allowed to do it, but if a leis hatzarek, hatzarek gadol, you're allowed to come in for only k'dei panasosim, only what you need to survive. More than that, you cannot do. We mentioned over there, there was a Yad Ramah who said, an innovative pshat, that the reason why yesh lam milva b'yam would be mutter is because indirectly we view that as a tzarek of the city, because the loiva is in the city. So you are staying there, because whenever you lend to someone in the city, you know you have to, someone, it takes time to collect. So l'tzarek the ben ha'ir ha'loiva, who needs the alva, we allow the malva to stay in the city. But then we said, if that's the case, it should be limited there, and it wouldn't work in other cases that are not tzarek ben ha'ir. We said, let's say someone's stuck on vacation and he has nebuch, someone in his family got sick, so he has to stay in the city. It wouldn't give him a heta to now do commerce. Well, if that's the case, then l'chari, this shouldn't work either. So what? Nebuch, it's a zakana for them to stay where they are, but what heta they have to do business here if it's not l'tzarek, even indirectly tzarek of the ben ha'ir? Obviously, you see that there are more Pashas Paskin like the Miri and Mordechai. It's a broader heta. Anytime you have a tzarek godel to come in here, you have a right to stay here, short period of time. It's only temporary, but you have a right to stay in, and whatever it takes, k'dei panasasai. All right. Ukefi mid iskan shenoisin v'noisnin, and to the extent that they do business, again, they can't do major business, they can only do a business what they need to live, to that extent that they're doing that business, yisu ba'oil im ha'kahal, they have to chip in, take on the share of burdens of their taxes, but if they pay the taxes all along, they've been paying the taxes, Israel had a taitches, but if they've been paying the taxes all along, even though they're a lot benir, but if they're shayach b'karga demata, they're paying the taxes here, then b'chlal, you had no right to stop them. But what we see from this halacha, besides what we saw before, that they have a right to do temporary business, whatever they need, you also see a new concept called taxes. That when you do have a heta, whatever the heta is to stay in the city, but it's not a free ride, you got to chip in, you got to pay. Not in Gansin, but you have to pay kefi mit iskan shenayis nayis, and you have to share in the burden of the city's taxes, and that's what we're going to discuss right now. The Rama, v'chein misha ba loitzioi min ha'ir she'en lecheskas yishuv. If someone wants to throw someone out because he has no cheskas yishuv, ein yuchelim loitzioi, you cannot throw him out ad sheyig b'chivaisav. Like we saw before, you want to throw a guy out because we're going to see shortly that some you might have the ability to throw out a foreigner. He has no right to live in the city. So, but en yuchem latia acha yigbe chayvaysav. You have to allow him to collect first his chayvis v'yochel aviach b'kdei ka k'dei chayusay. Similar halacha before, just like a lav benir comes in, he has a tzarek to collect his chayvis. So if a guy was already here and you're giving him the boot because he doesn't have the green card, you're going to throw him out. He has no right to live. He's a foreigner. You have to allow him to collect the chayvis that he has in the city.
Maybe the Rama means when it says that in Shaykhim the Masayir lo yicholim na'akev, is that it's the rule of the city is that if you live there, even temporarily, you're equipped to pay taxes no matter how they come there. If someone just wants to develop the
good
city, and the rule in the city is if you live here, you have to pay taxes, even if there's no other reason, there's no extenuating reason.
So that would once give you a heta. Okay, so we're going to have to see shortly if that's going to be enough of a heta. Could a guy come into the city al manas to pay taxes?
Right.
So it's going to be gabayit on this type of land. Okay.
Existing business out, you assume the same status as that ben yir who you bought out?
If a lav ben yir buys out a ben yir's business, no, now he's a lav ben yir. Now he's going to have to leave. He'll be able to stay, l'chayra, I hear the tzud, he'll be able to stay maybe to the extent to be yigba chayvaysav, but then we'll throw him out.
Constantly.
Yeah, but it's not the business paying tax. I mean, even that's how it's structured. We it's just a smokescreen. We look at the person. So if the person right now is a lav ben yir, so he has no right to stay in the city. So Enochanami maybe has a credit extended, the business had credit extended, so good. So he'll be able to stay there maybe for a short period of time, and only k'dei panasasai.
So he'll get a higher price if he sells 99% instead of 100% of the business. Because he owes
his own investment. Okay, well, like we said, 1%, even though it said before 6% was enough, it has to be something that's considered normal. If it's only one of these open structures, to be able to make it work, it's not going to work, all right? Sure, that's what Nissen told me. If it's only l'harama, it's not going to work. All right, v'yeshayimrim. Hodeinu torach lasis mas. That's what we say, you don't have to pay full taxes. You only pay a limited amount of taxes. Rakafi asokav hainu, kishe einon roitzim lahat to lo yishev, where the people in the city don't want to allow him to stay. So we say, Batsam, you got to leave. No, Nebuch, you're stuck here because you have a oinus and sakana where you are, so we have to let you do a little business. So we'll charge you a little taxes. Avil, if they realize it's better to allow him to stay, Avim, roitzim la to lo yishev legamri, then tzorach los its mask, if he echem b'nei yir miyad, or yelik ladaka, then he's going to be stuck. Either you pay full taxes with us, or you leave right away. You don't have this choice. Means if we're not allowing you to become a citizen, so the good, so then you only have to pay taxes, kafi, what you do commerce. But if we allow you, forget, we tell you, we want you to become a citizen, if not, leave, then that's the choice you have to make. Either you're going to stay and pay full taxes, or you're going to have to leave. What you see in this first shita, memelo, is you see that there was an ability to stop a foreigner from living in the city. There was such a thing called a cheskes yishuv. And if we're willing to be mad to the cheskes yishuv, then you got to pay full taxes. Mm-hmm. Comes along the second sheet of v'yesh mishachaylik bezeh, that's the Rashba. And the Goyin explains the reason why is because Rashba denies this whole concept of cheskes yishuv. He holds there's no such thing. You can't stop a guy from living in your city. The whole siman is not talking about competition. You can stop a guy from competing. You can't stop a guy from living. So anyway, he had a right to live in the city. There's no such concept of, and yet the Gemara says that when there's a Turk, let's say Ashroi B'mat, he had to collect his avar, so it says he only stays in the city Kadei Panasasi for the collecting of avar. But you see, he doesn't have to pay full taxes. So you see, the Rashba Yesh Misha Chaylev Gezer holds that even though it's anyway Mutah, you're not going to collect the full taxes. The first sheet said, the whole Gemara is talking about, well, you don't want to be matter the cheskes yishuv. There is an issa for foreigner to live here. So Mameilo, that's when the Gemara says, okay, we'll give him a little bit time to collect his avos. But if we're going to say, oh no, the city's open for you, become a citizen, or else, become a citizen, or else you're going to have to leave, then yes, you're going to have to become a citizen and pay taxes, or you're going to have to leave. That's not going to be a heta. All right, we're going to see more as we go on and more these concepts about throwing a guy out of the city. B'nei Ha'ir, as people in the city, sh'oiskim b'scheira b'ir acheres, they're in the wrong city, they're doing business in a different city. So now, the other city would like to levy a tax on these people are coming in. Einon b'shusan, lock of oisan liten mas, they don't have the ability, they don't have the right to levy on them a full tax, kefir yitzayinim, as it, whatever they wish, they don't have that ability. And the Nesivis in Hakotza explains it means that la'acha ha'maisa, after they engaged in your city already, they've been doing business this past year, now at the end of the year you say, okay, so now you chip in the taxes and pay such and such taxes. No, you can't, you don't have that right because they're not b'nei year. You should have thrown them out l'chatchila, but once they did business here, you can't say, okay, so now we're going to hit you with a tax bill. Ela oimrim lahem, which in the Sivit explains means l'chatchila, before they do business, tenukak v'kak, either you give us this and this amount, or oimrim b'yodim malasak b'yirim, or you tell them that you have no right to do business, because really they're allowed b'nei year, so you have a right to throw them out. So if they're willing to, you could negotiate any deal with them. Either you pay this, we'll let you stay. If not, you're going to have to leave, because you're allowed b'nei year. Now, if you look in the Rashba inside, the Rashba doesn't say only that. The Rashba continues, and he says, and even if you go to them at the beginning, and you start negotiating with them, either we're going to throw you out, you're going to pay kach v'kach, the Rashba says, you still can't do that. You only have the ability to charge them kefi iskom. Kafi, how much are you going to be doing business? But to just make up an arbitrary number, or even a full number, I want you to pay like the ben year. I want you to pay full taxes like a regular citizen. The Rashba says that's not right. You don't have that ability. And the Shekhar Shvelach, what does the Rashba want? Why not? It's any negotiator. But I have the right to throw you out. So I could charge you, you're going to have to spit wooden nickels, stand on your head, and pay me $2 billion if you want. But I have the ability to throw you out. So you're going to have to listen to me, whatever I want. What's the Rashba saying though? Even so, you still only allowed to charge them kefi miyat iskam, but you can't charge them, the sky's the limit. Why not? So I believe the reason is because the Rashba holds, touches on what you said before, the Rashba holds that if once the person's coming to the city and is paying the rightful amount of taxes, now you don't have the ability to stop him. That which it says that you could stop someone from coming to the city is if he's not paying taxes. But if he's willing to be mishtatav and pay the right amount of taxes, then you have no ability to stop him. And the Rashba understands the right amount for someone who's not a citizen is not the full amount, it's only kafi, how much they do business in the city. But Ladidan, that we pass in the Ramah before in Sefei, to touch on it again, that we paskin, that even if someone is willing to now, from now on, pay tax in the city, you still could stop him, then l'chayra, you'd be able to stop him fully and make up any arbitrary amount as well. Look, I could stop you for coming in the city, so if you don't pay me off, and my price is a high price, you're going to be out. You're not going to be able to stay in the city. And that's why I think the Ramah conveniently left out that second part of the Rashba, is because we don't paskin that part of Rashba, because we hold that even if someone is prepared to pay full taxes, you could still stop him from coming into the city.
Why does that mean to know that if a person is charging arbitrarily high prices, much more than what the legal value is?
I bet some hold that you're competing, you're ruining the commerce of the city, so I don't want you to come in here at all. So you're going to have to make it worthwhile. You're going to have to convince us that it's worthwhile for us to stay. So we'll make up any price we want to make you to be able to allow you to stay. All right. Let's continue. B'nai ir acheres sheboin lefaze b'ir. This is very important halacha. If you can have someone coming in, sheboin lefaze b'ir, they're spendthrift. They don't. It's the other way around. They're not coming to compete on the seller's end, that they're competing a business, that they're opening up a competing store. What they're doing is they could afford to hike up the prices because they could afford to buy anything at any price. So you get a lot of these foreigners coming in, all of a sudden they're driving up the price of the market. You have these New Yorkers are coming into Lakewood and they are used to paying $1 million for homes. All of a sudden the Lakewood price market is going up because they just keep on buying up. For them it's cheap. They'll buy a few of these houses. It's mamash and machaya, right? So by doing that, the B'nai Ira are up in arms. What are you doing? You're killing the market. You're causing the price to go up. They're not profiting in the city. These foreigners are not doing business here. They're only buying. The people in the city cannot stop them, even though it's not hurting them, even though they're causing the price to go up. They cannot do that. They cannot stop them. If they're buying house for investment, and to rent out, and they're competing with the rental market of Lakewood for other people who are renting out, you're saying? So you're not stopping them because they're causing the price to go up. You're stopping them because the other renters in town, Taina, that they're hurting the rental market. That's what you're saying.
It says Ve'ei Marvichen. It doesn't say that there's any.
No, because if it'll be marvichen, then means he's trying to say that the side that you can stop is piece of chias from a harvoche end, a business versus business. So if you tell me that that's a business, I would like to do rental management and you're staring me because you're taking away a lot of my renters and echanami. So then you're right.
Or even if you're buying for investment. If you're buying for investment and you're killing the market, it's becoming harder for the local investors to invest because they can't afford it.
I don't know if that's what. Let's say he's not renting out, he's going to buy up lots. Huh? He'll just buy up lots.
Same thing.
So big deal, it causes the lot price to go up, but he's not being mavir.
He is buying lots. He's buying lots.
Right here.
He wants to sell them.
I don't think that was the Arvach he means. He means Arvach, there has to be a piece of chios, that there has to be competition. He's not competing with anyone. He's competing with all the other people who are trying to buy up lots. I hear. So if that's a business, okay, so then we'll make it. So that will be the piece of chios. So all the other people are trying to buy up lots.
Just encourage for people to have a
shetuk
with
a
guy because then there's no tainah anymore.
Why is there no
tainah? What are you going to tell a guy? Get out of here. He doesn't have to get out of here.
Well, I'll tell the yid to get out of here, and he'll have to figure out what to do with his shetuk. There's no heter for the guy to be here either. That's him. Right? The Chus Ramah. I must remember him. There was a Chus Ramah from Ram Padova who printed a Rambam, and the guy undercut him in the Rambam. And price and was trying to cause to put out Maram Padova out of business. So Ramah says that Avada, we have the same halakas Kufnun Vav, and if he's doing something that Shleikah in, we have to stop him. And if we don't have the kayak to stop him from the seller's angle, because the guy's not going to listen to us, so we'll stop him from the buy's angle. We'll pull up a cruz that no one should buy from the guy. If he's doing something that he's not supposed to be doing,
that would not work with Dina
de
Malchus or anything like that.
So. We're going to control the city, Kefid Alok. So the yid being a shutter with the guy is certainly not a heta. That yid's still going to have to face the music. He has no heta just because he's a shutter with the guy. His guy is also not allowed to do what he's doing if he's a lab ben here. Whenever it's us, having a guy is a shutter is not going to help you. Pekitza. All right. So there's a major heta that you're allowed to hike up the price, cause the price go up. Now, you could have tied it that maybe the heter would be is because it's beneficial for all the sellers in the city because a lot more buyers are coming in. And forget, driving up the price, even though 90% of the city is up in arms, but the 10% of the city that are the sellers, they're happy. Could have said that, but he didn't say that. He just said, stam, there's no din pizakhiyas. The whole concept of pizakhiyas is competition from seller versus seller, but not when it's from the buyer's angle going up. All right, we're going to see hopefully shortly a sma, perhaps it says faker. Let's continue. V'chol zeh loy mayri elo kishuboyim acherim lasik bi'ir she'enun darim shom. Then until now they weren't living in the city. You could stop them from coming in. Even though from now on they're prepared to pay taxes, that's what she does. Ramo, it's maklakas u'shenim. Ramo passes like Rashi, maklakas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. That yes, this is what he said in Sifei too. Yes, we're allowed to stop someone even if he's prepared to pay taxes. We could still stop him. Ho v'loha yushayachim b'mas adhena, since they weren't till now shaykh in the taxes. Aval imraitim lodur b'makam ahu, they want to do better, they don't just want to pay taxes, they're willing to move into the city. Everyone's moving into Lakewood, they want to move into the city and open up business. Of course they have to live, they're willing to move into the city, v'liti mas, and be a full-fledged citizen, share in all the burdens of the city, pay the taxes. V'liyus ke'echem m'nei ye'ir, what would be in that case? Yesh oimen d'rushus b'yodam, then they have a right. If someone wants to move into the city, you cannot stop them. What? Oh, you're going to see, because it's in Yesh Chochem in a line. 1 second. The Yuchel Adam Lada B'chol Mokum Sheyirta V'ein HaRishayim Konu Ir B'chazaka. There's no such kind. You don't own the city. You cannot stop people. There's no immigration laws. You cannot stop someone from coming in. That's the first shita. V'yesh Chochem V'oimrim D'yichaylan Limchis B'yodam. You have the ability to stop people from coming in. It means this Yesh Chochem holds that you could stop someone from moving into your city. Period. He has no right to, I control the city, well, we control the city. He has no right to enter the city. It's a major, major chiddush. So this machlokes is really the similar to the machlokes like I said before. If you're willing to be matter the yish of Lagamri, if you have to pay taxes, that machlokes is good, like they're going on this machlokes. Means, is there a concept that you could stop someone from living in the city or not? And the Ramah continues that even if you hold like the Shita that you cannot stop someone mi'ikadin for coming into the city, but there was a takana, there was a chayim evolved throughout history, there was a takana that evolved that allowed you to stop people from coming to the city. It's called a chayim of cheskes yishev. Beprat bezman hazeh shedorim taches ha'umas v'yeshlochu shim yitaisu deyurim. The more the people in the city, the higher the taxes are going to be. Sheyavol de kukum in umis v'lechein abo lador havi keroidif. Every new immigrant, we don him like a roidif, because every new immigrant in the city is going to cause more tzaras for the city. The guy were willing to be several 36 Jews in the city, 37. That's already, you know, you're putting. It's, eventually, there's going to be a straw that's going to break the camel's back, and he's going to get upset and throw everyone out of the city. Every new immigrant is considered a roidif. Ulukulei alma. Oh, okay, 1 second here. So right now there's a new concept, a cherem, what we call as a cheskes yishuv, that even if Mika did not, because of Nebuch the Tzaris, that Yidden had to lie throughout history, it evolved this cherem of a cheskes yishuv to stop people from doing this. It's a major chiddush. And you're going to see halachas from it, which is as we go on in Ramah. Ulekula yalma. And let everyone, and b'nei ir yuchelim lizgar ardeles, v'ligrim im ha-moishlim, sh'yimchu b'boim lagar. We will forget halacha. We'll do it. We'll take the law in our own hands. We'll convince the mayor and we'll convince the governor not to let this guy to come into the city. Oh yeah, de moinea acha. We'll do something else. We'll blow up the roads. He won't be able to get into the city. We'll do something else to make sure that he doesn't get into the city. We have the right. Harishus b'yodim. This is lekuliyama. Major chiddush and merik. Everyone, beisaisiv and others, went up in arms against this merik. But the Ramah passing like the merik, even the beisaisiv, that's, you know, was scared. They make an Ari Acha Misasi cause for others, whatever. It's not. But basically, even if it is mutter for someone to come into the city, you have the ability to try to get the officials involved to prevent him from coming into the city.
Is it only with a financial, only because of financial reasons? Reason being, because someone could go ahead and say from here, look, I'm allowing tonight to come to the city and suspend all these laws because it's the benefit of children. You know something? This person's child is not what I call satisfactory to my children. Therefore, I could deduce from here and say, hey, listen, this is not only applicable in financial reasons, as we see in the case of Malama Tinaikis, which suspends all the laws.
Therefore, you want to hear the punch.
You could extend this from financial to educational.
And therefore what? And get the mayor involved?
Yes.
Okay, so we have to know how far this Marik went, and we're going to get back, we have to revisit it, but it's like sort of stuck in here, middle of the whole halakha Chayim Cheskes Yitzchak. We'd like to continue, but get back to Chazon Lakish about picket lines. What are you allowed to do? Unions, what are you allowed to do, even when it's mutter, but because you want to get together and strong arm the guy. All right, let...
Even without business?
The Yesh Kolkum? Pasha's the Yesh Kolkum is even without business.
Because the first sheet that was said, El Peshabam lasted for here. And then he said,
Oh, yeah, you mean the Yesh Kolkum would only be if he's trying to compete in business, and then, even though he's trying to be Lador. Yeah, but the, okay, depending what the lomdus is, you know, the Okra Chukun says one way, others say others. Is the lomdus that I'm stopping because, like you said, because of the competition, or the lomdus is that I control the city and have a right to stop you from living there altogether? So then it's even without.
Why should it be such a lot? Besides from the matters there where there were problems, why should it be a lot of
stuff? Why should it be a lot? Maybe there's a bylist to the city. Everyone, we're all shut from in the city, and we have the right to prevent people from coming to the city as well. Oh, we're going to get to meet this time shortly. Hold on 1 second. Let's continue. Oh, once they're already in there, yeah. Pasha's not. And we're going to get that. It's a good question. Remind me to revisit that. All right. Let's continue here. We're going to blend that, but we'll revisit. I know I'm going a little quick. I want to just run through the Cherem Cheskes Yishu because it's like really not negeir today. V'yesh mekoyim shenoygen lasis Cherem Cheskes Yishuv v'oz yicholin lakov, and we could stop them no matter what. V'loy midina v'yichanan ligzah shalalisa v'liten emaboyim lada b'loy rishusam. Not only that, we could be geiza on everyone in the city not to buy from these people who are coming from out of the city. We're going to control no matter what. V'myesh rav be'ir, and if there's a rav in the city, then Yochel Ligza ala Bolodet Mehu Talmidai. Normally, now the Smah explains, normally you only have a right, when you live in a city and you make any takonas of the city, those takonas only govern the citizens of the city. You can't make a law, enact a law in this city that will affect someone from out of the city. So we can't make a law that prevents someone else from coming into the city. Mitat him. We can make a law that all of our citizens can't buy from Yena. And Mamela, that guy will have no reason to come into the city because we control the citizens of the city.
It's much harder to go ahead and necessarily, in other words, if this guy's coming and selling a cheaper product.
It's going to be very hard to try. You're going to have to be a lot more powerful that people should listen and people don't break party lines, right?
And therefore, it goes back to the argument thing that if you have your shit that was a guy, you're going to be a lot better off.
Why? What's this?
It's easier to go ahead and enforce which side of the equation. Don't buy from them. I'm offering you at a 75%
discount. All right. All right, anyway, but here, so it says over here, now, but if you're the Rav, a Rav has a right to be menander his Talmud. He has a right to put a cherem on his Talmud. So if the person coming into the city is a Talmud of the Rav of your city, so then that's how you can get him. You can get him, even though he's talking not a citizen, but the Rav, his Rebbe, has a right to force him not to be able to come in. So either way, either we'll force the people of the city not to buy, or we'll force the person directly not to come in. V'yesh oimim da'in cherem cheskes yishuv chal al tamad chokam. It's not chal on a tamad chokam. Ki hu yochel lada b'chom mokam sheyetze. He's above this cherem cheskes yishuv. They would never make a cherem cheskes yishuv on a tamad chokam. And if they did, maybe they did it incorrectly, depending how you want to say it. But Meilo, they have the right, the Talmud Chacham has the right to come into the city. Now, if you look at the Daki Moshe, the Sman, Sivkan Chavav, he quotes the Daki Moshe. It says, Re'isi ba'ar zeru de mesech de brachas. Anyone who wants to look it up, it's in Hilcha Shliach Tziba at Simon Kuf Tezvav. Rabbi Tam wasn't interested in answering such shailas. He wasn't interested in enforcing the Cheskes Yishuv. Ki Amar, because he said it's no longer applicable. By Rabbi Tam's citing already, this din was no longer nageh. Why? Ki Amar kadmonenu lo tiknu Cheskes Yishuv elam epnei alamim umesirim. They only enacted this new cherem because people were alamim, gavra almis, umesirim, and they were moisrim. They caused sorrows to the city. She'enin roitim lefroya mas. Gradually, he skipped a few words. If you look inside, it's She'enim roitim lefanois letakonas akahal. They don't want to subject themselves to the takon of the kahal. So they, in that respect, it's going on to the almim, the alamim. They're not going to listen and conform with the city's laws, or let's say they won't conform to the tznis laws of the city, and therefore we want to make sure that they don't come in. And v'she'enim roitim lefroya mas. So that's how, like, they're mice and they're causing tzaris from a financial perspective. So memela, that's why they had to resort to a cheskas yishev. Aval al acherim. But already now, in a normal situation, ein, if he's not a gavra alma, he's not a mosa, he's a good boy, he's willing to share in the itzoyis of the city, ein takono. There's no such thing as a takono. V'yesh t'muim b'minhagim shemoichim yishel le'odom, that they go as a vay to prevent somebody, sheyesh b'tzach yitziba, somebody who's even a benefit for the city. Let's say a talmud chacham, or a doctor. Let's say there's no doctor in the city. Something that's taka a tzarich for the city, and they stop him from coming in, ve'inu yoyed l'chayayim, even though this person's not even causing them competition. V'hu chayt gomo u'mimid estoim, v'lo yizga liyeis b'mechitza shal tzadikim. And he goes on and on. He mamish curses the guy. I guess the smile was happy just to use the first curse. But all right. V'lo yizga liyeis b'mechitza shal tzadikim. But the bottom line is this is ches chem ches k'yishev. It's not just a ploy, a tactic that you could invoke whenever you like or how you would like it. There was a reason for it. They wanted to stop people who weren't willing to subject themselves to conform with the takonis akihilo or to paying the taxes. But if you have somebody who's willing to do both, then there's no cherem cheskes yishev. And already by Rabbi Natan's time, it wasn't really negeya, and really he refused to answer such shailas. All right, let's go back to the Ramah. The mitirul echem hacherim al zman. They allowed it for a short period of time. V'nasnu lo rishus lador, and they said, okay, you could live here for the meantime. Lo minin shutu kulay. If they change their minds tomorrow and say, okay, get out, yichelim lagashay achekach. They have a right to now reinvoke this cheskas yishuv and say, look, you're really not a citizen here. We allowed you to come in for temporarily. Now we want you out. V'yichelim limchis b'shimin abba logushom. And skip the line. Ruven ubanav shay yidorim b'yishuv echad. They were there for a while. And they tainah that they bought the rights in the city. They've been here for a long time. It's a chazak sheishim mitaina. They have a right to be here. They were allowed to enter the city and become citizens. Cheskosam chazak. They are considered citizens. And now they are like any other ben here who now could be meicha on a future person for coming into the city. If Shimon said the reason why they have a chazak, the reason why I was never meicha, it's because I was afraid to be meicha. Mishum sheruven uban of meisrin, and if I'm going to be meicha, they're going to hand me over to the authorities. Kulilo, ein cheskas and chazaka, so they lost their chazak, which is already hilchas cheskas kakois, a similar concepts, which is before, which we didn't do. But basically, 3 years or whatever is a chazak sheish matayna. But if you have a reason why your chazak is not a good chazak, because the other party couldn't be meicha or was scared to be meicha, whatever it is, then you don't have a chazaka. You'll have to prove that the guy is a Muslim, yeah. The Khair. I guess now they lost their kayak, yeah. Avalim Ruvein Moisa, Ubanov Einim Moisim, then Yeshla Banov Chazaka. Even though the father doesn't have a Chazaka, but the kids will have a Chazaka. The Ben Gazel, Yeshla Chazaka. Vechain Donov Cheskas, Yishuv Kamoy Becheskas, Karakalin and Shadram, all the halachas. All right. Nogu akadmoinim shem echa nosim in ear yud beis chodesh. He left the city for 12 months. V'gilu b'dayta, he went on a sabbatical. V'gilu b'dayta shein dayta lagza, but he said when he was leaving he had no intent to return. Ovid cheskosil. Avim loy gilu b'dayta bekach. He just left stam. Loy ovid cheskosil ad shloy sheshonim. Unless he's away for 3 years. If he's away for 3 years b'stam, then he loses it. However, v'm gilu shedayta lagza, if it's the other way, he's kumva say, he says, I plan on coming back, even though I'm leaving for 3 years. Lo avid chazaka afilo begemushanim. V'yeshem and afilo b'stam lo avid chazaka, unless he says that he's planning on moving to a different city. B'nei yeshoy, and not coming back. B'nei yeshoy yehoyo lahem cheskas yishuv, em nisyashu pamaches mineir. They gave it up, they mayayish from it. V'anka chazur mektsasen v'shtadlu ayishuv. 100 people left the city, and now some people, 50 of them, are coming back. V'shtadlo yishuv, and they set up the city again. Ein lecherim aleim klum. The other people cannot say, "Oh, we're part of the same group. We want to come back." No, it's too late. Everyone was miyayish, so we start from scratch. Those who came back. Ayn seif simu kuf mem tes midim mishek zeg b'mitzvah imakal. Okay, I ran through this very quickly. But in a nutshell, there was an understanding that there's such a thing called the cheskas yishuv. And the cheskas yishuv had a milah, you're allowed to stop somebody from coming into the city. Even without the cheskas yishuv, there's already a machloikis. If someone was willing to come into the city and willing to pay taxes, you still might have the ability, it's machloikis, you might have the ability to stop them from coming in. Also, a major chiddush la halacha. And like I said, that's totally the machlekes before about if you're allowing the chetzkes yishev, if you have to pay full taxes. A major chiddush is machlekes rishonim. Now, we discussed this hamol, and we can just revisit it now. What does it mean that you have a right to be meicha? Normally, when it comes to asagas gvul, if you're competing, a guy is opening up a candy store, and there's an existing candy store, so he wants to stop him from coming in. So even that one person has a right to stop the foreigner from coming in, the competitor from coming in. When it comes to cheskes yishev, I don't want you to park yourself here. I don't want you to live here. I feel that you're hurting me, whatever it is. Do I also have the right, even a yochid, to stop? Or we need maybe a Rabim, maybe Mid Roiv. How much do you need to stop this person from coming in? How much do you need to invoke this Cheskas Yishev from allowing a guy from coming in? Now, over here it doesn't say anything. We had a Diak once in the Sma, and I want to go back to it. In the Sma in Sif Hay, over there, there's a halacha in Sif Katan Yud Zayin. It says, "Ubnei ha'ir yichaylin limchais b'chol inyan v'yichaylin loyme enan yichaylin licha mikolak nasan afil ava b'shiyesh lan kfar umnis good v'mloy nasan mas ad akshav v'bolas v'malak v'las is mas yeshamim deba umnos yichalak v'alov ad sheyaskol b'ayis v'yir k'bnei ha'ir," which is a similar halakh we had in Ramal Yir, that even if they're willing to pay taxes from now on, you still have a right to stop it. Okay, so now the Sma says, sorry, not Sifkot Yudzayin, I made a mistake, it's Sifkot Yudches. Look at Sifkot Yudches, this man says, V'nirali, that which Ramad says, Ad sheyaskalu bayis v'yik b'nei yir, V'nirali da'ari kan k'she'ein b'nei yir moichet, which we're not stopping him from moving into the city. Right, the Ramad is mashma that we can stop him from paying taxes and competing until he rents into the city. But he says, but once he's willing to rent in the city and be k'bnei yir, we don't have a right to stop. He says, v'nirli, that's only da'yikan k'shei b'nei yir moichin, that they're not complaining. Demlavkin kosher, kosev maram b'seif semenzeh, what we just did, b'nei yir yuchaylin l'mkhois af l'adur sham. So he's making a kimta that even though the Ramah seems to go with the Cheskas Yishev or the Shita that holds that it's also that you can stop a guy from moving in. So what's Ramah saying over here? You only can stop him until Yeshayaskol Abayis. So he's saying it means, must be it's talking about where the B'nai, ain't B'nai Yeramoichim, we don't care about the immigrants, we don't care about him moving into the city. And Mamelu, now we only have to rechem mitzad the competition, also competition, once he's already living here, there's no problem. That's what the Sma seems to say. The million-dollar cash is, the Mitzis is funny. Who in the right world, if you're competing with me, I'm going to try to stop you whichever way I can. So if you're going to tell me I can't stop you because you're paying taxes and whatever it is, and that's why I can't stop you, so I'll stop you by invoking the Cheskas Yishev and not allowing you to move in. What do you mean, ain't b'nei yir moichin? Shkoich ain't b'nei yir moichin, but I'm going to be moicha. If you're hurting my business, rest assured, I'm going to be moicha. So what's he talking about? Funny, Akim, to k'shei b'nei yir moicha. Who in his right mind is not going to be moicha to stop his competition from coming in? Sorry?
There are scenarios.
Yeah, okay.
Public relations scenarios. I mean, it could be different stuff.
Okay. So I believe, at that time, one of the people here suggested, and I would like to, I think it was you who said at that time, that this din of Cheskas Yishuv means this idea that you can stop a guy from coming in a city is not a yochid to stop a guy. You need to have the Rambam, the Bnei Yir, to stop a guy. Bishlam, if it's competition, so you're hurting me, so anyone, any competitor, any person who feels that he's hurt by you could stop you. But as Cheskas Yishuv, we're talking about it's a tzarek for the city. So let's find out from the city. Do you mind this guy moving in or not? If you have one guy, a lone call in the wild who wants to stop this guy, but everyone in the city is fine with him moving in, he'll be allowed to move in.
Is that under the premise that they're all paying taxes? Because instead of filling the like tiny parsonage and not paying any taxes, do they have a right to invoke their halachic...
Cheskas Yishev Pashtus, yes, and I'm going to bring you a raya soon about that. Remind me.
Yeah,
I don't know, not paying any taxes, but even if they're Yungalai, even if they're not doing business in the city,
there's nothing, no taxes.
No taxes at all.
How could they have no right?
I hear. All right.
But name Mavi
is being Moicha because you're staring him. How you're staring him? Because Kol on the Knasim Kol Yaisin. Copy the Yishuv, it's so insignificant, it's Nisbatel. So I tried to find this. At that point, I tried to find it. We have any right this, and I looked, and I couldn't find. The only thing.
By the way, it's 100 people.
Maybe. And it can have 100 people. But 1 out of 100 is nothing. It's a joke.
says they're afraid that the grain are going to throw them all out, and it's going to be their age.
What about in Eretz Yisrael? You don't have that problem. In Eretz Yisrael, you don't have half these problems. You have the state, which goes ahead and gives land, let's say, for affordable housing.
Yeah.
You have a group of whatever shchuna it is, they take over, and now they say, you know something, you want to come into our shchuna? The land themselves they're getting from Eretz Yisrael. We're not afraid that they're going to be evicted from their houses by the government. This is not gossip. This is the heart of Jerusalem.
Right, well, because they have, well, the Jerusalem's also going to be, yeah. The heart of Tel Aviv. That's the only thing that they're not giving away.
Getting thrown out.
Right.
The government is more than happy to have a nice...
Good, so they own land, you know. So now that they own land, but they're still... But even if they own land, I don't know if the trick is to own land. The trick is to live here. You can own as much land there, but if you don't live there, we can invoke the Cheskas Yishuv to stop you from living here. But we want to stop you from living here. We have the right...
Because he went away for 2 years. He has the right for 3 years to complain. He comes back after 2 years after the guy is living here. Now he's moichan, this guy.
But he's there, right. We don't because Aki Ataka could throw the guy. You're right. You can vote the Cheskas Yishuv even later. This din, Cheskas Yishuv, they have this concept that we have a right to throw a guy out of a city. We have a right to prevent people from living in the city, which we feel will not conform to the policies of the city, will not conform to maybe our education, or our sneers, or whatever it is, not willing to conform, or not willing to be mishtatim in taxes. We have a right to throw the guy out. The mice is I found, the only... Even a yachid. I hear the dik. Okay. Fair enough, there might be another dig from a sama. But the only thing I found was that same Ozeruah that he quotes Rabbeinu Tam, that Ozeruah has a lot more there, and I'm going to just quote b'mitzatit some of the lashon. But basically, the person who, the Ozeruah was quoting a tshuva, the tshuva was from, I don't remember, sorry, and he's quoting that Shalach Rabbeinu Simcha, Rabbeinu Simcha sent a tshuva to the writer, Ki a yishuv, ka becheskes yishuv, afilu yachid yachol limchais. Even a yachid could complain. V'shari leimorei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have rachmanis on him and be moichel him for making such a toyis. Because keitzad niskayim behem haminig ha'razeh, how could it be that Chazal, or that the Rabbanim throughout the ages would allow such a ridiculous thing, such a terrible thing? One guy in the city could now stop anyone from coming in, chulila. Ki eini choylik, I'm not going to argue with Rabbeinu Simcha, k'sheyesh rabim hamamanim, if there's going to be a rabim, a group, afilo heim mu'atim gimel odalet, even if they're only at the meat of the city, if there are three or four, and they join together, okay, that I could hear. If there's three or four b'nei adam, ach yochid kodu heich yochid limchis, he doesn't understand how could it be possible. So you see, it's a machlek as Rishonim, that Rabbeinu Simcha held even a yochid could complain, and this writer of the truth, the Rosh is quoting, says, no, chulila shari leim. And then he quotes, goes on further. The Riva Kosav Ki Roiv Tzibo. If you'll have the majority of the Tzibo, Im Hitiru LeEchad Yishuv Rubu Kekuloi. If you have 100 people in the city and 51 allow the guy to move in, even if 49 are objecting, once you have the Roiv who are allowing to move in, he has a right to move in. So that's also interesting. I don't know if the Riva is a Raya in Gansin to this Mechab of the Tshuva, because you could say the Riva is talking about where Kumva Asay, there was a vote and the majority of the people of the city allowed him to move in. But Minastam, maybe even one guy who can complain will be enough to complain. But the fact that he brought the Riva after his opinion, it sounds like he's trying to gain support. At least you see how me is that if you have a rove of the city allowing the guy to move in, Yachid and even Yechidim have no right, the Miyat have no right to stop. And if without that, he holds that you need at least three or four people to object. If not, just a Yachid, Hei Chizkayim Minagaraze. All right, so it's not. Sorry?
One guy did
real right, if all you need is one guy, yeah. Then it'll be all over. Right, so at least you see, so if that's the case, so back, if we talk a goal like this, or is the roots truva, that you need a rabbim or even more than give him a dal b'nei adam, then that would be very good, that even though the Storon is up in arms, but he's only a yochid, and that won't be enough to complain.
Well, the rabbim or mocha doesn't mean anything. It's just that they didn't have the bearing to
mocha,
maybe.
Right, so...
The fact that there's one person being mocha, but everyone else who says that they want him to move in.
But he still holds that one person's not enough. He holds you need at least three or four. You need three or four. First he said you need three or four, and then he said if you have a roiv who are allowing him to come in, then for sure he can come in. All right, now let's go back here. So this is a Cheskid Yishev. I don't know anyone today who invokes this Cheskid Yishev. I haven't heard of it. I haven't seen tshuvas on it lately. The Heintek Hazorim don't even bring it down, but Chalaus. I don't know how much is... Correct. Baruch Hashem. Maybe Baruch Hashem, we don't have... We have a Medina Shechaz. We don't have these redifus here in economics. So maybe that's why. 100%. But Lamaisad B'negel Allah, there's not so much we can come out of here.
Two places are probably in locus.
What, they have a Cheskas Yishuv?
You think it's easy for a smarty guy to come into these places? Are you serious? 100%.
All right, let's move on. Okay, now let me go back to his Sman Sivkot and Chav Dalet. The Sman says like this. Va'af mi she'ein lo, the two halachas, what you do see, which I want to focus on, is one halacha that people are hiking up the price. Could you stop them? And the second halacha is the marik, that you could get strong arm the guy, even if he has a right to come in, you could strong arm and use tactics to stop him. And both, I think, are very negair. We'll see. Zok tisma. Va'af mi she'ein lo masa umatan, even if somebody who has no business in the city, so there's your Talmud Chacham, your Kailo younger man, yeah. Yachulim kis v'loim aloi, he could complain. To say the top one, even a guy who has no business in the city, so what's it complaining that you're hurting his panosa? He has no panosa, he's learning, right? So there's a guy who's learning, but he's not no panosa. He can complain, yeah, but until now, every once in a while there's a mitzi in the city on the street. The more people, you're lowering the odds that I can find less mitzis, fewer mitzis that I'm going to pick up. So that's how you're hurting me. Now, you could say it a little geschmack, maybe that's my means of panasa. That's how I make panasa, by collecting these mitzias. But it doesn't sound like he's coming from a mitzias angle. Actually, if you look inside, it's Mordechai. He's quoting the Maram. The Maram says even further. He says, "And hu adin, every time somebody moves into the city, he hikes up the price of the schiris batim." Because supply and demand. The fewer people are willing to rent, then we lower the schiris, like we just had in Lakewood a year or 2 years ago. Now that there's a shortage, now the schiris are going up. So I don't want you to come in the city, even though I have no business, is because the more people coming in the city, you're hiking up the price of schiris. I'd rather you stay out.
At what point does that expire? To say this guy's 60, is this guy going to be one day maybe getting a job as well?
No, it's nothing to do with jobs. I don't want you to come in because you're hurting me in other ways. You're hurting me because you're hiking up my price of rentals. And he says, the Lashon Maram is, and the other ways, indirect ways that you could be hurting me. So Mamela, everyone has the right to stop the guy. Now, granted, just on a side note, with your child, the Marival says that he tied it up. It's talking about not only Ein Lo Masa Matan, but he also is not paying taxes in the city. But he lives in the city, and he still could stop the guy from coming in. Okay, Marival is maybe a Kiddush, but when I get to what you want to know, if he wasn't paying taxes, Marival went as a Zayvite as well. Now, the Pelo is over here. Again, the Maram saying that you could complain. Why? Because you're renting me on my mitzias, and you're causing me a higher price on my rentals. And the Sma is bringing it down. Okay, he's bringing down the mitzias, chelik. The Ramah, just now, the Ramah, right before Paskin, that b'nei yecher, sheboin lefaza b'yeh, v'ein mavichin, ein b'nei yecher, l'nam kos b'hem, ava b'shem yakram ha'shar. You cannot complain the fact that you've been miyakram the shar. So why could I complain that you're hiking up the price of the rentals? What's a chelik? How in the world does the Sma bring down this halach if it's right in the face of the marik? What's going on? The Ramah's marik. And l'chay mitzis is the same thing, Beth. It's not a panosa to make mitzis. L'chay also. Mitzis is another benefit that you have. Till now, maybe you had to pay for the item. You might have been able to get the item for free because you find it, and now you're going to have to buy it. So you're causing me a hike up of the price. But that the Marik says that hiking up a price is mutter. You have no taina. The whole taina is only kapaskas kiyusi. If it's not kiyusi, you don't have a taina. So you have to know why he's bringing it down. I found the ulam mishpat asked the kasha on the sma. But Beth, I don't think. Maybe it's my shveb. I don't think the Maram is shveb, because you look in the tshuva, Maram, Mordechai, the guy's maimed, and you'll see that he wasn't dealing with the regular dinam of Hasagas Gvol. He was coming from the other halacha of the Cheskas Yishev. And Cheskas Yishev, we know, there are halachas, the Cheskas Yishev is a greater, it's a broader issa than the regular din of Hasagas Gvol. So, it's very Yitokan that even though mitzad hilchus asagat gvul, you cannot stop the guy from hiking up your price. But as cheskes yishuv, you have the right to hike up. You have the right to stop him from hiking up your price. You have the right. Every person in the city has the ability to complain because it affects him in one way or another, directly, indirectly. Mitzias, chiris, miyakashar, whatever it is, it will affect him, and therefore he could invoke the issa, the cheirim of cheskes yishuv, to stop him from coming in. And so I don't have that problem with the maram. I still have a problem with the sma, because the sma shouldn't have been here then. The sma should have been later on in Ramah, when the Ramah is dealing with Cheirim Cheskes Yishuv. That's where he should have plugged in, that even somebody in Lomas HaMatan also could invoke the Cheirim Cheskes Yishuv. Baruch Shem, on that part, I saw the Mishnah Tzerbalah attack of life showing the sma, that it's only as Cheirim Cheskes Yishuv, he's in the wrong place, he should have been later on. All right. That's on this halakha. On the other halakha I want to go into, maybe before I go into, let me just say over a tshuva, a piskei tshuva, then I want to go into that marik, invoking the officials. Look in the piskei tshuva, sefkatan tezvav. Over there he says, the yuchel adam lada b'chol makom shi'itza. This is the first shita. The first shita holds that you have no right to close off the city. You have no right to stop immigration. Ayin b'tshuvas chem d'shloim v'shakotza al nidun d'day v'zel o'shoyne. Rak sh'ani mistapik b'dvorem ham yuchadim lo'isi ir. Things that are jointly operated in the city. The dvorem ham yuchadim lo'isi ir. Sivkotin tezva, sorry, tezayin, anshodik. It's jointly operated, it's jointly owned. Even though this sheet of hose, you cannot stop someone from moving into the city, I can stop him from using these amenities of the city that are jointly owned. Even if he's paying taxes, so I can't stop him from moving in. But he's not a member of the shul, and he's not a member of the society of the Beit HaKvaris, he's not a member of the mikvah. I'll stop him from using all of the above. So Memelo before, I mean, he'll be without any tzarech in the city. So you're right, I can't stop him from moving in. We don't own the city. But everything that we jointly operate and we do own, let me stop him on that angle. That you can stop him from the amenities of the city. And he blabs right. He doesn't know. If we own something, we have a right to stop you from using it. He's amazed. I don't know. Let his family bury him in the next city. Let him travel to the next city. Why? We don't have to use this basic garage. We have.
Is it common ownership private ownership? Or is common ownership anyone who pays karga is allowed to join in?
Well, these are already past the karga. Anyone who pays membership dues. We won't allow him to pay membership dues to the shul, and he won't be a member. But we don't want to let him be. We don't have to let everyone be a member to the shul. We don't have to have everyone. You have these groups. We don't want certain people to be.
That's a right, because that's not a job that's moicha.
So you'll have. So you'll have to have hilchus shutras. You mean? Okay. Yeah. Okay. But you mean if? Right. But that goes maybe totally on the other shala we had. When we say that person could stop be lauded, do you need a roiv or a yachid? If you hold over there, even a yachid, and here you'll need a roiv, so you could say that that's the nafkamina.
Yeah.
But if you hold over there, also you need a roiv. Then it won't be an afkamina. Anyway, even the shita holds that you can stop a guy from moving into living in the city, you still might need a roiv, and there's no chiluk. So if you need a roiv, and roiv vote that we don't want him to become a member of the shul as a society, so we'll stop him from coming in.
Somebody's right. There's a May Smith's committee that would then approve, because he serves the function as a greater cause.
All right. Fine. All right. Now let me go into the marik. It's a very important marik. We have only a few minutes left. I just want to say over. The marik's halacha was that even if a guy has a right to move into the city, you have the ability to strong-arm him, get him out other ways. Well, yes, the officials, we asked the mayor not to allow him citizenship, not to grant him citizenship, and not to allow him to move into the city. Sounds like the marik that everything goes. You know, you try and I try, and the best man wins. It sounds very, very strong, and it sounds like even from Achrenim, maybe that's why they attacked the Marik, that I even could get involved other officials, not just the official of my city. And that, I want to put to rest, it's the Chazon Ish and others, that the longness of Marik was, and let's understand it, Marik came from the Sugi. The Sugi is a mission payer, that if you're running after Metzia, and I'm running also, and you're a little ahead of me, so it says, Marin Oysay Hemenu. Maybe the case is I say meno. You have to know, but mavino I say meno. So lachayra without my rig, maybe you much in the mission means I'll chap the mitzia, I'll grab it before he gets there. But the simple reading of the Mishnah, that's how Marik reads it, is Marin Oisei, the other person, Himenu from the Chayfetz. Your right hand, I'll grab your shirt, pick you up, and throw you away, and then I'll get to the Mitzvah first. So you see that the best man wins, even if it might not be in the most ethical way. We're both vying for this Mitzvah, and I could pick you up and move you away from the Mitzvah. Zakta Marik, so to here, you're trying to move into the city. What I'll do is I'll get the official, you know, you're trying to get to move in. Well, I'll get the official to stop you from moving in. I'll get the official not to grant you citizenship from moving in. But it's clear in the Marik was only talking about where you're really not a citizen. So you need the Rishus to come into the city. You have to go to the official to be able to come into the city. So you're vying for a matana. You're vying for a grant from this official to allow you to come into the city. So I'm going to fight you, just like you're trying to convince the official to allow you to come in. I'm going to convince the official not to allow you to come in. It's a fair game. You're also asking the official, so I'm going to ask the official not to grant you that. But Stam, if you have a right, you don't need the official to come in. I can't now ask the official to stop you from coming to the city. Chulila, that would be getting involving a Yad Akum Behemtza, that's Avad Asa, that's even Mesira. That I can't do. It means you're going for the official, and I'll tell you where people want to invoke this Marik, is let's say we're going for variances. So you're going to the board, so I want to fight you at the board, to fight your variance. So everyone's up in arms. Let's put aside, let's assume that the board is not considered a kais. There are shitas, but most shitas hold it's not a kais. But they're saying, you're hurting me, out, it's mazik, you're hurting me, out, you're getting the goyim to stop me, whatever it is, how are you allowed to do that? So they want to say, and it's a chiddush, but they want to say like this, when they created township ordinances, I don't even want to call it, when they created laws of what you're allowed to build and how you're allowed to build, at that point, if they say you're not allowed to build to the property line, at that point, of Dina the Malchus Adina, they stole from everybody, they took away from everybody their right to build to the border, to the county line. Good. It was a hishtatvis. Everyone agreed that we need ordinances, we need some type of laws, R12 or whatever, R75, whatever. We need rules and ordinances in different zones, and we created those zones. So if you live in that zone, you think you have the ability to build to your property line. No, you don't. Even halacha, you no longer have that right. That's what they want at Taina. Memela. When you're going for variance, you're trying to beg the official to grant you that rishus to be able to build to the property line. Oh, so you're asking the official to for matana, for a grant. So just like you're asking the official for a grant to allow you, I'm going to ask the official not to grant you that matana. Same like the Marik. You're asking the official to grant you citizenship. I'm going to ask the official to not grant you that citizenship. It's a fair fight.
The law's on your side, and you're just going to go ahead and, you know, protest that.
No, that's and then that will be mice, and that we'll have other issues. We're talking about when the guy needs a variance, so he's asking for something that he didn't have till now. He's asking for a schus that he didn't own yet, and he wants that schus to be granted. He wants that matana, so I'm going to fight him and say, no, you don't have the right for the matana. I'm going to ask the official not to give you that matana.
It's conforming, but the traffic now is going to increase. And you can get up there and complain all about the owls and the traffic that's going to, you know, how it's going to affect both.
Right.
And you could really postpone this case and really have a significant...
Okay, I'm not talking about that. That might be a problem in Sierra.
Isn't it more than that? So the board represents all the people of the town.
Good.
So you're asking everybody else to give you a matana. If one guy protests, so he's one person that's protesting. It should be the same halacha like a person that's protesting.
No, he's only one...
In other words, the board is not the official has a right to grant anything.
Well, they are. We elected them
exactly
to
represent the people.
Correct. But the people means
you're
the neighbors.
Asking all the people to give you the right.
Right. I'm asking the.
But me not. I didn't give a right. Why did it?
Not me not. I'm also asking the board to take into account of all the tariffs it's going to cause and to. Therefore, decide that it's not for the benefit of the city.
The ability to protest, the ability is because. I'm part of this, and don't say I wanted this.
Yeah, but it's not just as a yachid, it's the board. If the board could overrule you as well, right? But we're asking the board to the township, whoever, let's say it's everybody, and the board is representing the township, but we're asking a matana from the township to have the variance, and I'm asking the matana from the township, or the lack of it, don't give him the grant, don't give him the variance, don't give him that matana, and based on this marik, perhaps it will be matana.
That's in a
I don't know, it's a yachid, because we need the right, that's how it was enacted, those laws. All right, let me just go on. Chazon Ish therefore says that Avada to get a different official in Avada and now let her do it. But the Chazon Ish wants to take it further. And he wants to say the Homarik was only if you're coming for a schus chadash, something that you didn't own, and you're trying to get something, a metziah. Neither of us owned it. You're trying to get it. You don't own it yet. So now it's a fair fight. You're trying for a variance maybe. You didn't own it yet. It's a fair fight. But what happens if you want to create a picket line to prevent customers from coming into somebody's store? You were fired. And let's say you were fired kedin, or he paid you a yadol d'aktogna, whatever he did kahalacha, whatever it takes to fire you when you're fired. So now you'll make a picket line in front of the store. Don't shop by this guy and whatever it is, and don't cross the party lines, whatever it is. Now, the picket line. The Chazon Ish said that that's going to be awesome. That you don't have the marek for. He says, since the other store is entitled to do business in the city, he has already the schus to do business in the city, memela, to you to create a picket line and prevent customers from coming in, that you're strong-arming in a way that is shalei kedin. When it's kedin, when he doesn't have a right to come in the city unless he has a grant citizenship, so you're going to fight his grant. But if he has the right to do commerce in the city, and you're now hurting him because you can convince the customers not to go into his store. You're going to put on the defaming ads, or whatever it is. You have no right to do that. The Chazon Ish Teichadam says, and if you're going to say you do have a right to do that, then he'll have the right to do it back to you because it's nothing to do with you fired or not. It's not. It doesn't mean Rishon Sheni, Sheni could do back to the Rishon if you hold that this is a fair game. And then he says it's Molar, it's Chomis, and it'll be wild. He says, for sure, this is not allowed. It's only allowed that you're trying to get something that there was no such schuss till now, and you're trying to get that schuss, then have a right to block that schuss from coming. Alright, it's a magic. There's more to say here with this marik. It's not like a blank heta that you're always allowed to use officials, and of course you're supposed to have a shelus kochem. Just as a sikum, just to remind the olam that there's really, in Asogas Gvul, there are really three categories of Isurim. One is a lav benir, which is a classic halacha, machaba, someone who's not paying taxes, doesn't live in your city, and like we said, there are many exceptions to the rule. The second one is the Ramah by Marufio. If you have a steady customer, steady client, it's major machloikis and there are variables if you're allowed to take away such a customer. And the third is a chsam soifer, which is also midem machloikis on nafkas of the achrayim. If you close the guy down, it means even if he's a ben ear and everything, but you're engaging in business in a way that's so adverse, it's going to affect him so terribly that it's going to force him to close down. Chsam soifer holds that that's mamish lamal. It's above all these. It's really also, it's a whole new issa that sort of the Chazam Sefer created, and it's a machloikis, but it's something to take into. When you're going to go to a din Torah, by and large, most of the times there's going to be some type of pshar worked out, because mide machloikis le'nafkis. Agut avach.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.